Good afternoon, folks. By way of context, the writer of the Hebrews in this section of scripture that I'm covering was reminding the readers of the chastisement of the Lord. You know, God deals with you and I as he deals with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? You know, we've all received some kind of corrective action, some discipline when we were kids or teenagers. Well, God is no different with us as adults. You know, God will discipline us if we cannot discipline ourselves. Therefore, we need to be aware of what we let in our lives, which is the title of this sermon. So I want to begin reading Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 through 15. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what was lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. The verses I just read are reasons why believers need a revival, or need to continue to renew our spiritual vitality within. Because if we don't, then things will creep in our lives and cause one to drift away from the Lord. You know, consider the illustration that we are in spring season, and as I speak for myself as a homeowner, the annual task of landscaping has begun. And for me, having three dogs makes it difficult to have a nice lawn. So every year I go out and I go buy seed and to try to bring back its vitality. Well, the dogs are just one cause for having terrible grass. I see it and I try my best to contend with it. But what I don't see is under the ground. It's killing my grass. Things like grubs and weeds and ants. They're doing it right under my nose. And we as followers of Christ need to continue to renew our spiritual vitality, lest any root of bitterness springs up, causing trouble in our own Christian walks. Friends, we need to be vigilant in our walks, because the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You know, the devil is the ruler of this world. It's his kingdom. Beware of his worldly influences, his lies, his deceptions, his minions, his false teachers. The devil will put people you least expect to try and knock you off the path that God has you on. It could be family members, it could be your friends, co-workers, it could be anybody. Why? Because the devil is at war with you and I. He's at the war with believers. You don't care about the unbelievers. They're already his. Let us look at the example of King Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived. He had over 700 wives, 300 concubines, many from foreign nations. Solomon had a heart for God, yet his wives affected his loyalty to God. They slowly turned his heart away from the Lord, resulting in Solomon building many high places for detestable pagan gods. And I guess it would be hard to narrow down which of the wives did this. But the point is certain. The point is that certain people close to you could grab a foothold on you in a negative way towards the Lord. Did not Eve affect Adam in the garden? Believers, the world will continue to try and pull you away from God. Maybe even get you to stop compromising of the things of God. The point of compromise is to make anything easier for yourself, correct? Well, look at the example of the high priest Aaron. While Moses was on the mountain getting the Ten Commandments, and it took a lot longer than what was expected, the Israelites pressured Aaron to make an idol to worship. They said, "Come and make us God that shall go before us," Exodus 32:1. So Aaron basically went along just to get along and made a golden calf. This is one of the dangers of following the crowd instead of standing firm with God and His commandments. 1 Corinthians 15:33 reads, "Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits." We all know it, but do we all apply it? You know, this is one of the main many dangers of the broad road rather than remaining on the narrow road. Christian, be careful of what you expose yourself to. Now, I know some professing Christians that go to such events at the stadium to see mediums and talk to the dead. This is demonic. Leviticus 19:27 says, "Give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God." And there are many false teachers promoting false doctrines, not of the Bible, like Jehovah's Witnesses. Everything looks good on the outside, good and moral. But once they start denying the essential doctrines pertaining to Christ, correct them first or stay away. They are teaching doctrines of Satan. You see, while they promise liberty, they themselves are also slaves of corruption. The Apostle Paul was astonished at how the Galatian church was forsaking God's grace, seeking to practice legalism, which condemns because none is righteous, not one. He says, "I marvel that you are turning away so soon from Him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached you, let him be accursed. We have said before, so now I say it again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed." 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 and 22 read, "For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to its vomit." So believers, stay vigilant in your faith. Firm in your faith. Continue to renew your spiritual vitality. You found your love. He found us, actually. Spend your life trying to learn and understand about that love. Now keep learning. Keep growing in the faith. Dig in and eat the meat of the Word. Not just stay on the milk like spiritual babies. Because the winds of change will try and steer you away from your faith like it does politicians on the issues of the day. Remain unshakable when it comes to God's Word. Use the Word of God to test everything you hear, including from this pulpit as well. Falling away from the faith, it doesn't happen in one day. You know, my grass didn't go bad in one day, but over time from neglect. You know, it's like a slow fade when you give yourself away from the things of God to the devil's weapons of mass distraction, like cell phones and social media. Just look at our country in general and the things we now legalize that weren't legal 20 years ago. You know, things just don't change in an instant. There's always a process that happens. So first we start overlooking evil, then we permit evil, and then we legalize evil, and then we promote evil, and then we celebrate evil, like they're going to do next month. And then we try to tear down and persecute those who still call it evil. Isaiah 5:20, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil." It's the same way for making excuses for the flesh as well. You know, no one is immune. Morals change, laws change, societies change. Sadly, some churches change. People change. But God's Word remains the same. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's why the Bible provides so many warnings to keep us from straying from the narrow path. Thankfully, the Bible also provides many exhortations for us to grow in the faith, to help us remain on that narrow path. You know, God the Holy Spirit is in the process of perfecting you, establishing you, strengthening you, and settle you in your faith. You see, a believer who is rooted in God's truth is unshakable and unmovable when conflicts and persecutions come your way. God likens the believer to something firm and solid, not flimsy, like a reed shaking back and forth in the wind. Psalm 125 reads, verse 1 reads, "Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever." Jesus said, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them, he will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall." The prophet Jeremiah makes a comparison between those who trust in the Lord and those who trust in anything else, like man. He says, "Thus says the Lord, cursed the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited." So here we see a person who departed from the Lord. But he's like a bush dried up in a desert with a limited water supply. Its existence is barely surviving because its only source of water comes in the form of a thunderstorm, which comes every once in a while. There is no firmness. It's like waiting for the next latest and greatest thing to come and pass you by. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is in the Lord. But he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. So here we see the imagery of a tree firmly rooted with a constant source of water. Like a believer firmly rooted in God's word. And secondly, because that tree is firmly rooted, it can bear through the heat or a drought, and it can still produce fruit. I use the example of a believer likened to a tree last because I think it best describes a believer firm in the word. Like a tree, you are connected to your roots. That's where you draw your strength from, not self-help books, but the divine book. Jesus said in John 15:5, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." Jesus is our source of strength. As believers, you can remain grounded in his word. You can remain grounded in your identity as a Christian. And because you are firmly grounded in your faith, like a tree, you can withstand any challenge that this environment will throw at you. You can stand strong and you can remain unshakable in your faith, friends. 1 Corinthians 15:8 reads, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Friends, have the boldness to go out and preach the gospel like the apostles John and Peter, after they were threatened by the Pharisees to forbid teaching and preaching in the name of Jesus. They were established by Jesus, and so has God established you. Friends, be like David. Be ready to face impossible situations, like fighting that giant Philistine. God has strengthened him, and God also has strengthened you in a faith. Friends, sometimes you may have to be like the prophet Daniel and not roll with the massive crowd, bowing down to the idol or taking part in things not of God. For God has settled David, Daniel, in his faith, and so has God settled you in your faith in Christ. So be aware of what you let in your lives, because the devil and all the sneaky deceptions will try to ruin you in your testimony to bring honor and glory to God. Be aware of what you let in your lives. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for your word and its impact on our hearts and lives. Help us through the Holy Spirit to remain firm in it, because the devil is using the vanities of this life to try to ruin our lives and our testimony to bring glory to your name. He continues to wage war on your children through the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. So continue to work in your children's hearts. Help us to carefully examine our lives and our walk with you. Help us to watch out for what we let in our lives, and help us to rid those things that may bring harm or ruin our testimony. We lean on you, because he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.